Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hey, welcome back. Mission Accepted Podcast. Look at you dialing in today. Look at you. Nice job. Good decision. Let me give you a pat on the back. Let me give you permission. You did a great decision today. We appreciate you. We are so happy that you are here, and you guys know that you're the best podcast ever. And I know that you're starting to dial in specifically to hear Barbara Frankson, because you now know that she is part of this incredible series of transformation. Why did we bring her on? Well, if you've listened to her, you already know that. But really, we talk on this show about taking the mission, having the bravery to take the mission, loving you while you love others, game changing, being pushed into decisions that you never knew were possible, stretching yourself in places that you never wanted to go, right? And there's a really beautiful concept, and it's not a new concept, not for some of us that have been hanging in the holistic world for a long time, but some of you are just tapping into the fact that when you make decisions, you make them from a place of intuition. Sometimes we make decisions based from a book that we've read, a movie that we've seen, but who put the movie there? Who put the book there? How did that come into our sphere? How did we start to make that, not just decision, but the plan for not only our lives, but the plan on how we serve others? And we know that we make, whether it's a plan to have a family, plan to make a business, plan to make some changes, we know it just doesn't affect one part of who we are. You know how you know that? You know when you got a flu and you're sick and you feel tired and lethargic, you're not the best person in other areas of your life. You're not going to the gym, right? Your body is having an issue. Therefore, so is your mind. And so is that drive to go to the gym. It affects everything that you're doing. It's the mind, body, spirit philosophy. It's that place where you recognize all of you, not just one part of you, right? It's the athlete that does something incredible. And you ask, oh my gosh, how did you do 8 marathons in 8 days? And they say, because I was soul filled. I was passion filled. It was a mindset game. It wasn't my body, right? Everything that we do has this trilogy, wherever you're at in your belief of that. So Barbara is on the show with us again today because she really embodies her experiences and takes them from a place of, they happened here, they might show up here. Yes. They happen this way, I need to heal them differently. I walked this path and I met this person and this person took me over on a plane here. Like, it's just, it's open, being open. So we're talking about transformation, we're talking about love, we're talking about change. She shared about her pain and how she's turned it into passion, and we're going through that journey with her. And we're at the place in the journey where she's going to teach us about more than just that one single way to look at something, that one single way to have a solution for something. And really, it's that mind, body, spirit philosophy. So anyways, as always, you are in for a treat. In case you don't know, motivational speaker, inspiration. When you listen to her and you want more, she does camps and masterminds and programs and you name it, she's there. So thank you so much for taking some time to come onto Mission Accepted today and share with us.
Thank you for having me. It is a pleasure and an honor, as always, right? All of them are passionate for me, but transformation means a lot to me. First of all, it's change, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't like change, even before. So it's funny how things happen for a reason, right? So I'm just going to go back a little bit with the journey for the body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. Let's see, when was it? 2003. So that was 20 years ago. Who would have known that a seed that was planted 20 years ago, I fully understand it now, right? And it goes to say, it's funny because I've seen that manifest when I was selling my first house. I'm a horrible gardener, and I planted a seed, and every year I went out looking for the plant, nothing. I put the darn house on the market, and sure enough, 11 years later, beautiful flowers. I'm like, what happened? You didn't come up from me. But 20 years ago, in 2003, I had a mentor. Even then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a mentor that was assigned to me. I later understood, and she said, Barbara, once you get this, that your body, mind, and spirit needs to be one, everything will start just coming into play. And at the time, I was 20 years young, and I was like, yeah, okay, sounds good. But remember, when you put the seed in first, it takes some watering, it takes some fertilizing. So the watering was the tears on the seeds. The fertilizing was the experience. So let's go to 2009. I was running a half a marathon. I had not even ran my body. I'm talking about my body. I went to the doctor and I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. And I was like, high blood pressure? I'm young and, you know, didn't see that I was, you know, a little bit overweight, just a little bit. And and then my salt shaker was probably this big. Right? Didn't see that, my body. And I had really forgotten what she said about body, mind, and spirit. The seed was planted, but it had not taken root yet. So I'm just going through the motion, right? So I took the pills and it made me tired. And I'm like, I don't like how it makes me feel. I want to sleep all the time. I'm young. I don't want to do that. And bold Barbara made a decision and went to the doctor and said, I took my last pill yesterday. I'm not taking any more. And he goes, what? Well, what's your plan? I said, well, I talked to God and I could stand to lose some weight. And I need to get rid of that salt shaker. he says, and I said, and I'm gonna walk a half a marathon. Now I had not even been able to run a mile, and here I am. I'm gonna walk the half a marathon, not even run it. So then I got my girlfriend, and I said, hey, guess what? I got to come off my pills, but my doctor told him. And sure enough, things always lined up. So they were having the Moore Marathon for women in 2009 in Central Park. So this was my plan. Notice I say my.
Yeah.
So my plan was I was just going to walk for 5 miles. But God's plan was different because that day that I had to run, it was almost 90 degrees. And they made an announcement that for those of you who are walkers, you can't do. Now I've trained. I trained for this thing. I even went to the doctor. He had to take my blood pressure. He checked my blood pressure. He's like, it's low. And he goes, what'd you do? I said, well, I started eating better. I'm working out. And I moved that big salt shaker off my table. I'm taking care of my body. Right. So I'm going somewhere with this. So we get to the marathon and I'm like, I trained. And now I can't even walk. They're saying the walkers. I said, I guess I'm going to have to run. And then they had a condition to be able to run a half a marathon. Now you know a half a marathon is in 5 miles. My whole plan. When you start a marathon, unbeknownst to me, they give you salt packets for your electrolytes. And I was like, nope, I gave up the salts. I don't even want that. Not even realizing. So here goes cute Barbara, right? So I'm running and I'm saying to my girlfriend, you're a stronger runner than me. So I want you to be at the finish line because I'm going to kind of fake my way through. I'm going to get through. And I want you to have a donut and a drink. And so I was tired. Mm. They let you go to the, I went to the bathroom because, you know, the fire. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and then God started speaking to me and he said, I want you to run it for Natalie. Natalie was 25 years old and she was diagnosed with cancer. Now, God knew that I would not run it for me because remember, mm-hmm. I had not even practicing. The most I did was like 3 to 4 miles. I didn't mm-hmm. even do it straight. So I started running and my body was tired. And then my mind said, this is for Natalie. You got to run it for Natalie. It's not about you, Barbara. And then I could hear we're in Central Park and the other side was still open and someone was coming and they must have seen my determination. And he says, you got this. So now my spirit feels good. And I remember someone took a picture and my hands was like this. There was tears coming down my eyes and I was running like, with my eyes closed. And what it was they have these pacers. And she said, I'll come with you. So where my body was tired, my mind kicked in, and then my spirit took over. That was the first time I started thinking about that seed that was planted in 2003. And then as I went through different journeys with pain, I started saying, wait a second. Change your mindset, Barbara. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I'm thinking about it, I'm doing 75 hard, right? Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know what it is, they require one workout outside. And I now realize why. Because when you're outside, it's not just your body. Your mind, you get happy. That's why I dance in the rain. Mm-hmm. And your spirit, it feeds you things that you were trying to do, like even working on my business, I get downloads. Mm-hmm. That you can't buy from an app. You can't go to any app and get it. It is something that you have to live through, work through. So everything is connected. That's why I tell people all the time, get your mind right, change your mind. You want something to change right here. Mm-hmm. This is where it trains. Transformation begins in you. But if your mind is the same thing as a man thinking, so shall it be. If your mind does not change. And I know because the refrigerator calls my name at 12 midnight. And sometimes, not today. I'm not answering today. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do you think that they do advertisements and you're watching TV and you see a Big Mac? Well, I don't eat McDonald's anymore, thank you God. But, you know.
Yeah.
Foods. And you know you're not hungry. But right here. That's mm-hmm. why I'm saying if you want things to change, and I am going to be like a broken record, you have to spend time with you. Mm-hmm. Because it's in those times. Guess what you can do? You can feed your body, your mind, and your spirit. I exercise. I read a book that grows me. And my first meeting every day is with God. Because I need to download. And I need there's things that I can't carry by myself.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you feel, just go. But all of it has to be connected. It's like a partnership. You know, it does its job. The body takes care of itself and everything. And it all works here. If people are trying to lose weight for someone else, it's not about losing weight. You have to have a bigger why. And I'm telling you, because I'm a lifetimer at Weight Watchers, yeah. They need to give me some stocks. But it's all in your here. Mm-hmm. You control that. And when you get all three of them together, remember, I'm taking you guys on a journey mm-hmm. to fulfillment and peace. You cannot be fulfilled. Meaning this, the two greatest moments of a person's life is when they're born and when they discover why. right?
Yeah.
To be fulfilled is to walk in your purpose. You cannot walk in your purpose if you have a whole negative mindset. And one of the things that I've learned from a book, see how it is good to grow, is to wear a rubber band. Wear a rubber band for what, Barbara? Okay, get one that matches your outfit.
I love how you say that because that's what everyone thinks.
Yeah,
that's not pretty.
Listen, I know because I got some that match my outfit. Then you snap it. Every time something negative comes here, snap it. And when you're walking around going, ouch, there goes the reflection time again. Why are things not changing? Because your mind is not changing. Everything that we're sitting on right now was a thought before it was created. Your purpose, you don't just fall into it. Oh, please. People are like, no, I just, no, you didn't. Seeds were planted.
Yes.
Something happened. There was a switch. COVID brought a lot of people to use their gifts that they would never have done. You hear the most books were written. Yeah, people talk about gaining weight, but there are people who lost weight. Because guess what? There are people where their spirit had to kick in to say, I'm going to make it today. When you lose a loved one, where I was my 32 years before I left my job, it was in the middle of COVID, and that gave me an incentive. But I had someone that was reporting to me that lost 15 people in COVID. If her mind wasn't right, if her spirit wasn't being fed, if she wasn't taking care of her body, it would have been hard. Life is happening to us. And a lot of us feel it's easier to pop a pill. Yeah, let's talk about that. Because I could have been taking the high blood pressure. I could have chose to keep my salt shaker big and huge. But once again, I had to sit there and say, what's the alternative? Everyone has choices. And if you want to take the pill, take the pill. But for those of you who have to take it like me, I like to read what the side effects are. I know I'm paranoid like that. But my thing is this, if there is an alternative, then do it. If not, then there's nothing you can do. And that's that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even in that, I have a friend that is a paraplegic. And he wasn't born that way.
Right.
He was 20 something years old when something happened. And after you talk to him for a while, you don't even realize he's sitting in a chair. He makes no excuses. I remember at his wedding, everyone was taking their elbow and they were dapping him. And I go, why are they doing that? He goes, because it's the only place he can feel. I was like, wow, how unique. He found a way to dance with. We can make excuses, but guess what? His body, where his body was not able to do, his mind and his spirit did it. That's why they work together instead of against each other. And you cannot truly be fulfilled until all three places are fed. Your body has to be taken care of. For those of us who own our own business, try functioning on 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Try it, right? You have to. And guess what, though? You want to. When you're walking in purpose, that thing ignites you. You're like, ooh. They're like, you high? No, I'm just happy. You know what I mean? You want that feeling. Because they're like, Barbara, why are you all over the place? I wasn't always like this. You don't understand. I found this. I found it. It is the best kept secret. And that's why I'm saying, look, it took me so long. This seed was planted as 2003. Start paying attention to the seeds that you're not watering. I watered mine with tears. Right? But you have to add some fertilizer. That's the wisdom. That's what makes it grow. That's spending time. I told people, listen, COVID also had things where I was addicted to Netflix. I can watch a series now.
You can watch a series in 2 hours. Yeah.
Yes, I can watch a series. I can say, but it's a choice because guess what? I realize that I can choose to live through others' lives or help others' lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose the latter because every single one of us and anyone that can tell me I'm wrong, please call me, text me, reach out to me. Yes. It's easy for me to find because, you know, just tell me if you can have a life.
Yeah.
That you're just a hamster in the wheel. GPS, they know where you're going before you know you're going. Guess what? Your journey, if you can have purpose that is not related to people, let me know. Because everyone's purpose is about people. Everyone gifting is towards people. This gift right here, I'm going to make a confession right now with my gifting is my words. Written mm-hmm. words, spoken words, read words, you know, what people hear, I hear something different. When I'm listening to a sermon or I'm in a teaching, people goes, Barbara, that's not what's said. I said, I know, that's what was downloaded to me. It's my notes. I understand it.
Right.
So there's purpose. There's a reason why your body, mind, and spirit, there's a reason why you have it. It's all connected. Some people can do it, but try walking around on your hands all day long. Or eating with your feet. Some people can do it if yeah. that's the skill that kicks in because they don't have it. Nick Vujicic, he's right. incredible.
Yeah.
Life, but look at his motto, life without limits. Not life without limbs, life right. without limits. And guess what? I know because he saved my life at a time where I was ready. When I was in that, my mind got depressed, right? Remember, my body started eating. Mm-hmm. That refrigerator called me all the time. We don't just eat to eat sometimes. Mm-hmm. When we're going, when your body, your mind, and your spirit, it could be connected the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
That's where depression comes in. That's where it was hard for COVID. And some of us don't have a choice. Sometimes it goes, and I said, nothing wrong with getting a little help. There is nothing wrong when you are down and you need a help. As a matter of fact, I'm a strong friend. Check on me, please.
Mm-hmm.
I do this thing, but check on me. I don't know why people think if you cut me, I don't bleed.
Oh. But
we all need somebody. Our purpose is connected to people. And a lot of times we seem to think it's connected to profit. No, baby, ain't no. I tell people, I said, listen, I'm not a PowerPoint person. I'm a power people. You're not going to get no PowerPoint here because you're going to pay attention when I speak. I am. You are the PowerPoint. I want to make sure we connect all the time. No. What do you mean you don't have no, no, you're not going to get a PowerPoint and you get to scribble while I'm talking. Nope. That's it. Body, mind, and spirit. It has to be one. Has to be one because that's where change starts here. And then it leads it.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit is connected. It is all a part of the process. And if something is out of whack, examine which one is out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Examine which one is out. I told my kids when they were driving me crazy, hold on 1 second, let me go check my blood pressure. No, not today. Go away.
I'll deal with that tomorrow. Oh my gosh. But it's true. It's like it's the house, you know, it's the house that holds it all. It's the place that we come back to. When you talk about loving yourself and taking care of yourself, I know there's been a lot about self-affirmations and writing letters and doing the therapy and getting support and what have you. And then there's that time where it's you and you. And we know the stronger we build our bodies, you know, the more virility that's in our bodies, the healthier that's in our bodies. We know that plays into our mind on all of the levels of physiology. We know that the brain and the gut and two brains and gut brain and all that good stuff. And as we start to explore taking care of our body more. I think what happens, our body starts getting taken care of. We start working on our brain. What does that look like? What does that sound like? What is that body mind? What is that mind? It's taking in good information. It's checking in with yourself, who you hanging with, who you listening to.
Yes.
What words are you listening to? What books are you reading? It's all going in here and filtering everything, right? And then you've got that spirit. Well, your spirit's like talking all the time. Are you listening? Can you listen? Are you not afraid to listen? You know, it's trying to speak. And I think when one is aligned, no one's, like you said, we're imperfectly perfect, right? You go to church and come out and go have a burger if you want. It's okay. Do you know what I mean? It's just at least knowing. It's hearing the calling and knowing that you can make a decision and you can make a choice. But it's like, and every church, it's so funny. There's a beautiful church where I live. It's the Christ Church Cathedral. I absolutely love it. My kids got christened there. I got married there. It's just a beautiful church. And they have these Christ Church Cathedrals all over the world. And I remember that it was inaccessible. Like, we couldn't go in it for a year and a half because they had to fix the roof. Even the house of the holy needs to have a renovation every once in a while. And I think it's good for those of us that are even tapped into our mind or our body or spirit. Like you said, check on me. A lot of times when people look like they've, not that we don't have it together or people don't have it together, but even the best of the best needs someone to go, okay, you know, that's, I just need to have a soulful conversation. I just need to check in on you. We're always needing to renovate and examine our goals, our dreams, the calling. What is the calling? You might get a calling, but what does it look like?
Right. And you have to spend time by yourself. Listen, I have, okay, yes, some of them are going to watch, but I'm going to speak this truth right now. I have some churchy friends that had to reevaluate. So this is a true story, and it's kind of ironic, right? 6 months before we got shut down for COVID, I had stopped going to church and started streaming it. I had learned to give my tithes by Giftify. And my family, some of them condemned me and say, Barbara, we're checking on you not to see if I was okay, but why are you not going to church? I don't know. I want to stay in tune. And sometimes there's a lot of noise. And I just want to concentrate and get fed here by myself. And 6 months, when they had to, it's the funniest thing. And so my BFF, we've been BFF since 16. She lives in North Carolina. I live in Connecticut. Well, my church is in North Carolina. So I get on a plane and go to North Carolina every now and then just to go into the building. But yeah. I get home right here because guess what? Remember, I believe it was my first episode when I talked about a part of the pain. It's your temple. That's why you got, don't clutter it up with all that pain. Find the purpose in the pain. Press through it. Just let it ignite your purpose. All of us, guess what? All of us was born with it. But life happened. That's why the body, mind, and spirit has to be one, because it helps bring life under perspective. You only get one life. My grandmother lived to be 105. Her sister lived to be 107. And I watched my grandmother walk at 100 years old. Body baby. I watched her sit there and talk. I said, Grandma, who are you talking to? I'm talking to God. Spirit. Mind. I watched her sit there and do puzzles, do this. Her mind was correct. 105. And then, you know, every now and then when she called me like 20 names before she gets to Baba, I'm like, Grandma, really? She goes, girl, I'm over 100. You're lucky I know my name. But her body, mind, and spirit was always connected because she fed it. People wait until they get older and say, well, I'm going to feed my mind so I don't lose. No, you start early, girl.
Yeah.
Because if you couldn't run, not when you're 80. It's a habit. You need to start doing it when you realize. And anything done 30 days become a habit. Try it. You might like it. It gives you discipline also. Mm-hmm. The thing that you can't finish, why? People ask themselves, why do I start stuff and finish it? Easy. You're not consistent and you're not disciplined. And when I tell people coming into any of the programs that I have coaching programs, and I say to them, fill out this application. They go, there's an application? I go, yeah, because I have three little words that I need. They go, what? And I said, it's not the one that I used to want to hear. I love you. It's do the work.
Do the work.
Do the work. Because guess what? If the work is not done, you're going to point at me and say, well, I didn't get my money's worth. Or I didn't get. No, you didn't do the work. Mm-hmm. And any one of us knows when you're doing, if you're looking for fulfillment and peace, you can't get it unless your body, mind, and spirit is in check. That's why I say a lot of times, spend some time with you. Mm-hmm. When you want to go there because you don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
You got to do the work. You can have whatever it is that your purpose is, but it has to be consistent. Discipline comes in. Calendar it. Well, I'm a do. No, I'm a do. Just get up and do it. Become that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
And that's why we need, I know we're going to wrap up a little bit here, but I love that when I first met you and we were talking about what it's like to work with people and on stage and, you know, all that good conversation. And you were saying that it was really important for you. I mean, as I think it is for all people that are, you know, serving, you know, we always want the people we serve to have the best experience. But it is a relationship. You know, if we could go all change the world, we all probably wouldn't be sitting here. But you have to have that relationship. And I know for you, I found that really interesting how you had an application process because you want to make sure that people are ready to do the work. And it doesn't mean they need to have to transform in 90 days, this whole, I'm going to transform your life in 90 days stuff. I mean, really, that's a disservice for the most part. Yes, we will change in 90 days. Yes, we'll change in 30 days. We change as soon as we say yes.
Yes.
I'm at the private health studio and people used to book for a massage, right? So we did massage and da-da-da, did some pretty considerable healing treatments. And I said, by the way, your healing session just started now, even though I'm not going to see you for 3 weeks.
That's it.
So even that's transformative in its own sense. But the sense about being with you, like being with a coach, being with someone who is mentoring and helping you, because it's so difficult to evolve and it's so difficult to see ourselves. And we want the transformation. We want to walk the journey. We want to have an evolution. We want to feel freedom. We want to have more joy in our life, right? And so I really love that you said that because it is really truly a two-way street. And I also like people to know it doesn't mean you have to have paved a highway. If you're just willing to pave the block, and then you go to the next time and then you pave the mile and then you go to the next time. And the next thing you know, you've done a whole track and you're driving your race car. It's a process, but you do have to be willing and you do have to be consistent. And I know you're really big on that.
Yeah, you have to be consistent. You have to do the work. And if you're not willing to do the work, you're not there yet. And I can tell just by the conversation, well, how much do I'm going to pay you? No, you're not going to pay me. You're going to invest in you. That's the difference. If you think you're paying me, I'm going to get paid regardless because my life is fulfilled, right? But you're investing in you. And I'm not asking you to do something I don't. We all have coaches. I'm always becoming.
Yes.
Always. Always. I can't tell you, well, you need this and I'm not ready to invest in me, baby. I didn't come here on my own. I needed accountability. I told you my first coach was Weight Watchers. Right. Let that refrigerator stop calling me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, we are partway through this incredible journey of Barbara taking us from, you know, pain, passion, message, becoming. I love how you said that. So we're in the middle of this becoming. I'm sure you are taking pages of notes. And if you listen to her properly, you're not typing, you're writing. Yes. So we're going to wrap up today. We're going to wrap up today's show. We're going to be moving on to something very exciting. Go back and listen to what this woman has to say. It's all going to make that much more sense from that. It's going to have like resonance. It's going to reside within you when you start to hear her story and your relatability. Thank you for sharing with us today, really about starting to become one. starting to listen to all aspects of self and starting to be, to really get together with yourself. I love that. You guys know where we are. Thank you so much. Look, stand up, speak up, and show up. You know what we're doing. 375 women authoring, writing, speaking, chanting, singing. Man, we've got the most incredible singer coming on that's going to be singing. People are doing some incredible things. And it is a free, full access. When have you ever been given a concert pass for 15 months? Go and listen. Go and listen. Go sing a little song and go away if you want and come back. There's a lot of women that have come together and they are investing in themselves like you just heard so that you can come invest in yourself and you don't have to pay the ticket. It's a free access. What you do have to do is come listen, be inspired, and go share that with someone else. That's your price of admission. So thank you so much for like raining on us today. We're going to see you again very soon. Watch for the next, you know, podcast. Thank you guys. You're amazing. Until we talk again, which will be in a couple of days, be well and stay groovy. And before we leave, where is it that they can come and hang out and hear from you?
BeFrankSpeaks.com. BeFrankSpeaks.com. Or you can look me up on Instagram. I am BeFranks or Barbara Frankson. You can find me.
Yeah. And it's all over the show notes. Yes. So thanks again. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for joining. Thanks, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.